From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Tropical storm Nate is moving inland over Mississippi and Alabama Sunday with maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers per hour. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. Ed Rappaport, a forecaster with the U.S. National Hurricane Center and others, say rapid weakening is expected.
Most of the weather now is located to the east of the center. The rain and the highest storm surge will be occurring there. There are warnings up for much of the central part of the Gulf Coast and spreading inland. Hurricane warnings remain in effect from the mouth of the Mississippi River eastward to the Alabama coast, and large area tropical storm warnings exist farther to the north.
States of emergency were declared in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Officials issued evacuation orders in low-lying areas of those states and announced shelters and available for anyone who needs them. Saturday's thousands of protesters gathered at rallies in Barcelona, Madrid, and other Spanish cities as Catalonians continued to push for secession from Spain. VOA's Steve Miller reported.
Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament.
Explosions at a top EU official Thursday warned that the separatist dispute does risk escalating into armed conflict there. This is VOA News. Explosions at a natural gas station in Accra rocked the Ghanaian capital Saturday, causing a massive fire that forced residents to run.
Chaos and fear in Ghana's capital as residents run from a massive blast caught here on camera by a witness. According to the government, the giant fireball was created when a natural gas station exploded, killing several people, though that number isn't clear yet. Witnesses tell Reuters they counted four or five bodies at the scene. Many are injured as well. Officials say the blaze, which spread to a petrol station across the street, is now largely under control. Residents could be seen evacuating the area as several emergency vehicles rushed to tend the scene. A similar explosion at a petrol station in 2015 killed around 100 people in the city. It was the country's worst disaster in more than a decade.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Las Vegas Saturday to express solidarity with the residents and visitors shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting during a country music concert that left 58 people dead. Accompanied by his wife, Karen, Pence addressed a crowd gathered to honor the victims of the shooting, the deadliest such event in modern U.S. history. Law enforcement officials say that shooter Stephen Paddock, the 64-year-old gambler who took his own life after the shooting, repeatedly into the crowd enjoyed a country music concert, left behind a handwritten note with an assortment of numbers. Authorities say that the numbers are calculations determining the distance and trajectory between his 32nd floor hotel room and the crowd below. Federal agents have begun removing from the scene the personal belongings concertgoers left behind when they fled from the bullets spraying into the crowd last Sunday. Among the items were backpacks, purses, baby strollers, and lawn chairs piled high on Saturday as agents loaded them into a truck. London police have ruled out terrorism as a motive behind a car incident Saturday that injured a number of pedestrians near the city's Natural History Museum. Police said earlier that they were keeping an open mind about the incident after initially saying that the accident was not being treated as an act of terrorism. A man detained after British media reported a car had veered onto the pavement outside the museum is a popular tourist attraction in the South Kensington area of West London. That man has not been charged. 11 people were hurt, 9 of whom were hospitalized, according to the London Ambulance Service. Britain is on its second highest security alert level after 5 deadly attacks this year, 3 involving a vehicle, including vehicular attacks on pedestrians at Westminster Bridge and London Bridge. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.